This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Jack Nicholson and Kathy Bates are nominated for Academy Awards for their performances in About Schmidt. My guest is the director of the film, Alexander Payne. He also directed Election and Citizen Ruth. About Schmidt is set in Omaha, where Payne grew up. Nicholson plays an insurance actuary who is forced out of the life he knows when he retires and his wife dies suddenly. The movie is loosely based on the novel of the same name by Lewis Begley. The movie also draws on a screenplay that Payne and his writing partner started about 10 years earlier called The Coward, about a retiree in crisis. The Coward had narrative problems Payne couldn't fix. After he was sent a copy of About Schmidt, he found similarities between it and The Coward. His movie drew from both with a generous amount of rewriting. Here's a scene from About Schmidt shortly after the funeral of Schmidt's wife. He's talking with his daughter, played by Hope Davis.
Dad? Why did you get such a cheap casket?
What?
I could tell you got the cheapest casket. Everybody could.
Oh, that is not true. That is not true. I specifically did not choose, as you say, the cheapest casket. There was one less expensive which they showed me, and I refused it.
You mean a pine box?
I don't remember what it was.
She waited on you hand and foot. Couldn't you have splurged on her just once?
Hey, once? Hey, what are you talking about? What about the Winnebago out there? What do you call that? That's an expensive vehicle. I didn't want to get it, but I did. That was completely your mother's idea.
She told me she had to pay for like half of it. She said she had to sell some of her stock or something to pay for it.
Well, that was her decision. I was willing to go as far as the Mini Winnie, but no, she had to have the Adventurer. She wanted the whole shebang. What was I supposed to do? Tell her she couldn't? It was her money. No, no, no. You can't call me to task on that one.
Mm-mm. Agree?
That's Kathy Bates and Jack Nicholson in a scene from About Schmidt. My guest is the director, Alexander Payne. Now, the scene that's most talked about that Kathy Bates is in is the scene in which, a little later in the movie, she's invited Schmidt to take a dip in her hot tub. And then, much to his shock and dismay, she strips and climbs in with him. I've heard a lot of people talking about that scene. And I know a lot of people have interpreted it as, isn't it wonderful to see a mature woman who has a full body being so comfortable with her sexuality? And my take on the scene is, God, she's behaving so inappropriately in that scene.
Yeah.
It's not about being comfortable with her sexuality.
For me, it's just what that woman would do. I mean, I don't think she has the hot tub in her own backyard, and why would she wear anything when she goes into it? She doesn't think anything of it.
Right. When did you break the news to Kathy Bates that she'd be naked in a scene?
Well, it's in the screenplay, so she read the script even before I ever met her. So she knew it was there. And she wanted to play the part. She had some concerns about that scene, so that it wouldn't be exploitative in any way. She wanted to be comfortable in the moment of doing it, and then comfortable also sitting in the cinema with other people watching that scene. So we talked about exactly what would be shown and how we would shoot it, and then we did it.
I guess if I were her, I'd want to make sure that if people laughed, they were laughing at the moment and at the conflict of the two personalities, as opposed to laughing because she's not skinny like everybody else who we see nude in the movies.
Yeah, but I don't think about how we see everybody else in the movies. It's such a weird thing. We're so not used. I mean, I get so many questions about this film that are more about the context in
mm-hmm.
which this film, about other films, but,
mm-hmm.
oh, how did you get Nicholson to do this? And, oh, you've got a slightly older woman getting naked here, and she's not thin as a rail. And I don't know. I never really know how to answer those questions. And if I'm lured into a political discussion somehow about image of women, I don't really know what to say. All I know is it's appropriate for that character, and it's
right,
funny.
Right.
And it's funny. And maybe it's a problem not with my film, but with other films, that that something like this would just cause such a, not a major fuss, but I certainly get a lot of questions about it.
My guest is Alexander Payne. He directed the film about Schmidt and co-wrote the screenplay. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Alexander Payne. He directed the film about Schmidt and co-wrote the screenplay. He also directed the films Election and Citizen Ruth. How did you fall in love with movies?
Oh, I fell in love with movies very early in my life. My parents, my mother in particular, were big moviegoers, and they would take me. And also, I became very interested early on in life in old movies. I liked silent comedy very much, and then movies from the 30s, particularly Warner Brothers, gangster pictures, and Universal horror films. And I just became kind of obsessed with older movies, particularly older comedies. And my father had a restaurant. He was partners with his father. My grandfather in a restaurant in downtown Omaha, and we had not even a Super 8, but a regular 8 projector at home, which had been a bonus from Kraft Cheese. And in those days, you'd get 3 or 12-minute shortened versions of films at the camera store. So we had some of that. My brothers had bought some of those, and I was... I liked.
Wait, you had 3-minute versions of films?
Yeah.
Like what
yeah.
films did you see the 3-minute version of?
Oh, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, and Abbott and Costello movies, and Mummy movies. And there used to be a company called Castle Films. And then later there was Blackhawk Films in Davenport, Iowa. That was much more serious because you could buy whole silent features from them as well as two-reel shorts in regular 8 and Super 8 formats as well as 16. But I was a kid. I started buying these films early on and into my teens and sending away for because, you know, this is before video. This is in the 70s, 60s and 70s, and so there was no video, obviously. And to see old movies, you had to scour the TV guide every week, or if you were lucky enough to have any kind of revival house in town, or you had to send away for them and actually get prints. And the cheapest way to do it was regular 8.
Do you think watching so many silent films and early comedies affected your sense of what you want from a movie as a director, or what kind of performance you want from actors, what kind of look you want?
Well, I think so, because even though my films are very written and the verbal aspect is very marked, I think, really what I'm more interested in is characters in space and finding dialogueless solutions to getting across exposition, you know, searching for cinema somehow. And I'm a big sucker for gags, and I mean, people are, the Golden Globes a couple of weeks ago, they were calling about Schmidt a drama, which is fine. That's how the Hollywood Foreign Press and New Line decided to submit it. But I always start out making comedies, but comedies rooted in maybe serious subjects.
Didn't Nicholson actually almost correct them when yeah, he accepted the award? Did anyone notice this is a comedy?
Yeah, well, he said he was, I don't remember exactly what he said, but befuddled and a little bit ashamed because he said, I thought we were making a comedy.
That's right, yeah. I guess you thought so too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're always, I mean, I'm surrounded by very funny collaborators because I work with the same team over and over again, my co-writer and composer and cinematographer and production designer and editor and casting people, and we're always... looking for what's funny. I mean, hopefully, and sometimes we turn away from what's funny and let something serious be serious. You have to have that. But I think, I kind of lament that comedies are underappreciated these days in terms of being able to treat serious subjects.
When you fell in love with movies, how did you know that what you wanted to do was direct?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know for the longest time. As a kid, I wanted to be a projectionist at first, and then, you know, as a little kid. And then, well, in college, I mean, the idea of going to film school was such a distant and far off and seemingly unrealistic dream. But when I was a senior in college and thinking about what professional school I would attend, really all I could think of was journalism and film. And so I applied to Columbia Graduate School of Journalism and five film schools. And then said, well, let me see what I get into, and then I'll decide. Because I had done no film work in college at all. And then when I got my acceptance letters to film schools, I thought, oh, I have to go. I have to try this.
Did you ever get to sit in the projectionist booth with a professional?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done that a lot. It's fun.
I mean, when you were young, did you do that?
No, I didn't. I never did. I have since then, but I didn't as a kid.
What's fun about it once you're a filmmaker and an adult?
I don't know. It's just, I like the chatter of the projector. I mean, it's corny stuff. You're asking me to say corny things, but I like the smell of film and the chatter of the projector and, I don't know, just all that corny stuff.
So what is your next project? Can you talk about it at all?
Yeah, sure. It's the adaptation of a so far unpublished novel called Sideways. And it's about two fairly loser guys from San Diego who go wine tasting for a week, the week before one of them is to be married. And it's about their rather pathetic misadventures during that week.
Well, congratulations on the success of About Schmidt, and I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Alexander Payne directed the film About Schmidt and co-wrote the screenplay. Jack Nicholson and Kathy Bates are nominated for Oscars for their performances in the film. Here's Nicholson reading a letter to the Tanzanian orphan he sponsors through the mail. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
When I was a kid, I used to think that maybe I was special, that somehow destiny had tapped me to be a great man. Not like Henry Ford or Walt Disney or somebody like that, but somebody, you know, semi-important. I got a degree in business and statistics and was planning to start my own business someday, build it up into a big corporation, watch it go public, you know, maybe make the Fortune 500. I was gonna be one of those guys you read about. But somehow, it just didn't work out that way. You've gotta remember, I had a top-notch job at Woodman and a family to support. I couldn't exactly put their security at risk. Helen, that's my wife. She wouldn't have allowed it.